Ian Scholes, big news from the fruit front. As of February, plum growers have received permission from those who give permission for this sort of thing to change the name of prunes to dried plums. Even as we speak, new packaging with a new name, the new concept have showed up in stores. Inside the packaging, of course, is still just prunes as far as I'm concerned. But hey, I see the problem. Remember prune face from Dick Tracy? Well, you're probably too young. Prune is wrinkled, old, dried up, boring. Prune has connotations that raisin, for instance, does not. Raisins will not be called dried grapes anytime soon. Raisins have a certain elan, perhaps even a panache. Prunes, however, in the popular American imagination, are something octogenarians eat to keep regular. Dried plums, it's no doubt hoped, on the other hand, will be something soccer moms nibble on with their morning latte. As a matter of fact, according to the Associated Press, quote, industry research shows that women between the ages of 35 to 50 overwhelmingly preferred the term dried plum, unquote. That we're asking focus groups to decide what names we prefer for our wrinkled fruit is probably a sign that we are indeed entering what many fundamentalists call the end time, the final days, the end of empire, the world as we know it. We're doomed. But it's a done deal. The California Prune Board is now the California Dried Plum Board. And chickpeas are now officially garbanzos, filberts are officially hazelnuts, and a fig is still a fig. I say it's a prune, I say the hell with it, and I say, excuse me, I have to go dry plum the hedges. I gotta go.